Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's time for the Fit Foodie Minute with Chef Kevin Winston. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, I'm really excited about this topic because this has been something I've been on a personal quest to do for the last year or so. Today, you're going to help us figure out how to get more vegetables in our diet, how to increase our vegetable intake.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is, you know, we all know that vegetables are good for us.
Right.
But sometimes it can be tough to get the recommended number of servings in. So there are some creative ways to up your vegetable intake for the whole family, and I have three tips. One, my wife is going to call me a hypocrite, but she's right. Buy frozen.
Then why would your wife call you a hypocrite?
She'll call me a hypocrite because I was the one who always said I do not want to cook anything frozen.
Right.
Because I just didn't like the quality. But I did my research. And basically, everything that's frozen, it's flash frozen after it's harvested. So it locks in the nutrients versus when you go and buy the produce, it sits on the shelves for like 4 or 5 days. So the older it gets, it loses nutrients.
Most of us aren't buying farm fresh anyway.
Exactly, exactly. Right. So frozen produce and frozen fruits are a lot easier and it's cheaper. Just keep your frozen spinach around and your broccoli and toss it into your soups or toss it into your omelets, you know, and also use your fruits for your smoothies.
Got it.
The second one is if you're not a fan of vegetables, try adding them into some of your favorite foods. Like if you love macaroni and cheese, try it with some chopped broccoli or some spinach, you know. Or if you're making pasta or pizza, chop up some fresh zucchini or yellow squash and put that in there as well. And then if you're doing your smoothies, add in some pureed spinach. I know it sounds nasty, but I guarantee you never taste the difference.
I agree. Now, that's one of the things I learned is that spinach and kale also both disappear in smoothies.
Absolutely.
Like they really have no taste, but they have incredible nutritional value.
Absolutely. And the last one is just bake with vegetables. You know, if you really love nice baked goods like muffins and breads, you know, if you ever had a carrot cake, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So zucchini bread is sweet. No zucchini taste at all, you know. And then the other one is the brain muffins that you can put in like shredded carrots. And here's a cool one a lot of people don't know. Pureed black beans can replace the fat in your traditional brownie recipes as well. So Google it. I know you're going to be laughing, but it's really good. Those are my three tips that I could say will help increase your vegetable intake. And if you want to get more tips, go visit my Facebook at Chef Kevin Winston or check out my website at chefkevwinston.com.
It's a Fit Foodie Minute right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.